Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. I sure hope you're ready. It's such a big day. You plan it. You might have a barbecue. You might take mom out for dinner. Have some friends and family over. Life is good. And then you sit there and then you might open up a card. You know where I'm going with this, Candy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Candy, do you expect a card on Mother's Day from your husband?
Yes.
Wonderful. Very, very nice. So we have a question up on our Facebook page, and the scenario is you're married. Do you have kids? Do you give your wife a Mother's Day card? Well, hi, John. First of all, Mark said 100%. Wendy said he doesn't do anything for my birthday or anniversary. Why would he for Mother's Day? Oh, I'm sorry.
That's life choices.
Andrea said, no, my husband is not my child. Hi, John.
Good morning.
Any thoughts on this scenario?
Thanks for showing up.
Uh-huh. Any thoughts on this scenario we've laid out ahead of Sunday?
Yeah, she's not my mother.
So, so I know where you're going with this. Do you give management a card?
No, because she's not my mother. And I have two children, 20-something, four?
Sure.
And five? For. Anyway, and 17, they can get their own cards.
But don't you feel, John, that...
she's not my mother.
Management is the mother to your child.
And every day, like Valentine's Day, Danny, every day is Mother's Day.
Here we go. You're not going to get out of this, right?
No.
This is how it's not going to...
No. Listen, for all that she's done as the mom...
Yeah. How about a thanks?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
thanks.
Just say thank you for being the best mother you could be.
To the children, not to me.
But she is a mother.
God bless her, and God bless every mother.
Trisha said, I get one from my husband saying thanks for all I do for him and the kids. You see?
Yeah, but you could say thanks for doing things for me on Tuesday. You don't have to do it on Sunday.
John, you realize, I know there are Mother's Day cards out there that are $6.99, $7.99.
That's a lot of money.
But of course, there's ones out there for a buck.
Yeah.
99 cents, actually.
Well,
there
you have it. I could fold a piece of paper and
do
some...
And that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. And that's the job for the children.
Wow.
Could you, like... Do you cook breakfast in bed?
Oh, yeah.
Do you cook a nice dinner?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, so you do that.
I made chicken last night on the barbecue. I burnt it.
Scott texted and said, leave John alone. I agree
with
him.
Thank you, Scott. You see,
how much did you pay him?
It doesn't make me a bad guy. I said this to you off the air. This is a subject that gets me into trouble every year.
But doesn't it bring, like, the romance and the highlight of your
relationship?
That's
what Valentine's Day is for.
No, Valentine's is every day, just
like
you said also.
That's right, exactly. So why do I have to... No, I'm not being mean, but I got two children that are... They better be doing something, because if not, there's going to be a problem.
Well, how about we take it to a whole new level? Someone just texted. Aaron said, we don't have kids yet. But my husband gets me a Mother's Day card from our dogs,
The dog may do something for her. Absolutely.
Wow.
Why is it? It doesn't make me a terrible person.
I never said that. I'm just shocked that you won't even.
I don't expect a Father's Day card from her because I'm not her dad.
Hang on a minute. Do you get a Father's Day card?
Why would I? I'm not her father.
So they just have mutually agreed.
No, there's not even ever been a discussion on this. It's not even a topic.
See, we did it the first year. Now it's just expected.
Here's the other part of it. Let's be honest. If you have children, you spent at least 10 years of your life getting children to make you a Mother's Day card in a classroom with 25 other kids with glue and bad spelling and crooked fonts everywhere. And so you got Mother's Day from the children from day one.
Yeah.
Because you're their mother. But that doesn't make me a bad person.
No, I never said. I celebrate
Mother's Day every day because moms are extremely important.
I get that. I just can't imagine why one card that has some wonderful words in there.
Yeah, from me.
I'm writing quotes of our
wedding
song in the card.
Oh, God. Okay. It's not. She's not your mother.
You guys are a little over the top, Danny. Rainbows and butterflies, Danny. You have no clue. When it comes to romance here, I'm the king. I am the king. And if you want, you can get my wife on the phone.
Yeah.
It's her birthday today. I've already started it today.
Happy birthday. That's great.
The romance begins this week.
It is a week of love.
Wow.
Ooh. You guys have so much negativity.
I can hardly wait for the stories of where the rose petals are.
That was Valentine's when we were away in Puerto Vallarta.
That worked out good.
Yeah.
So listen, I don't want to debate this because it's just going to put me in a hole. And I'm in enough trouble after 8 o'clock anyway. It doesn't matter.
Right, the city council roundup's coming up.
But I'm just saying, I appreciate people like Scott who send the text that agree. It's okay to disagree on this, Danny. You and I are okay. You're just way more flowery than I am.
I'll never understand it. I actually never will. And I respect
that I'm not flowery?
That you don't know, give your wife a Mother's Day card.
But you don't know the kinds of, you don't know.
No, I get it. You do things throughout the year or whatever.
Every day. I get it. Sure.
Okay, we've exhausted this enough.
And make sure you cook a nice dinner, though.
Here you go, Susan.
Oh.
Not mine?
No.
Oh,
it says, I'm with John on this one.
There you go.
I am not my husband's mother, so I don't expect anything from him. I am really shocked at all of this. As someone else said, hey, Danny, not all women like cards.
There you go, you're right. Or
flowers. My husband used to get me Mother's Day cards, and I told him not to. I'm not his mom. What world am I living in?
Your rose-colored glasses are just fitting your face. That's all.
Another one. I'm with John. I'm not his mother. Yeah. I don't really care about cards from my kids. It's about doing something special together.
There you go.
But wouldn't something special be nice on top of a card?
I'm sure there'll be some kind of family dinner on Sunday.
Okay. All right. We're done on this topic. Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday.
Danny bails on the topic when he does.
No, I think we've had enough of this. Mother's Day is Sunday. Here's my advice. Do what you want.
Oh, yeah. Now he's angry.
Andrea, I'm 100% on Team John.
Hey!
Normally, I'm usually Team Danny. Okay. Well, thanks, Andrea.
You know, this is just going to cause controversy for the rest of the day.
I'm
now
already stressed, so I'm done. Thank you, John. I appreciate it.
You did call him in here, though.
Yeah, I did.
That's your own fault for inviting me.
We'll talk to you after 8.
Put back on the rose-colored glasses, Daddy, and look at the world. Rainbows and butterflies everywhere for you. God bless your soul, sir. If only I had the soul that you had in sharing your kindness and compassion around the world.
You should put that in a card.
We should give him a shirt.